Are there any initial questions for Senator Carney? Yes, Representative Hanley.
Yes, thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator Carney, for your statement. Could you give us, do we have a definition of social justice or environmental justice? Is there a definition for that?
So the legislation does not propose a definition for environmental justice. And I considered and evaluated that ultimately the Board of Environmental Protection, when it was engaging in rulemaking related to the out-of-state waste issue, adopted a definition or adopted rules related to environmental justice that didn't include a definition of environmental justice. And so this was actually really an effort to be consistent with the rulemaking that the board engaged in. I think that terms like environmental justice do get fleshed out as specific issues are considered, and sometimes they become improved and specified by subsequent rulemaking and also sometimes by subsequent case law. So you're right, it is not defined. I don't think that that's a significant weakness to including it. I think it's really important for us to begin to identify through our work what that means.
If I may continue, Madam Chair. My concern, of course, is when you put something in statute, it becomes a law, and we're going to have something in law that isn't defined. So I'm a little concerned about that. But you've made your statement on it, and that's fine. One other question is...
Actually, could I respond to that? Because I appreciate your concern, yeah. Representative Hanley, and I don't want it to become a stumbling block here. I think one option would be that I can continue to work toward finding a definition. I think that there maybe are some other legislative proposals before this committee that might include some definitional language. And so that's something I could definitely bring back for the work session if you'd like.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. My other question, of course, is there a constitutional issue about when you interfering with interstate commerce? Is that gonna be, is this the way you've spoken about your legislation? Is that you're directing it out of state waste coming into Maine? But that's an act of commerce. I mean, we're going to see a constitutional issue here.
So that's a really important consideration, and I'm glad you raised it so that I can speak a little bit more to that. So the way this legislation works is it actually creates a proportionality. That's something that I was getting at when I said it was a kind of a fair, balanced, and proportional way of dealing with out-of-state waste. So it actually doesn't forbid the importation of out-of-state waste. It, and I think of it kind of as a little bit of a mathematical formula in my mind, but the amount of out-of-state waste that is imported has to be less than or equal to the amount of in-state waste that goes into the landfills. So it's really trying to remedy the situation where we have some manufacturers or some processing facilities that are, the waste that they send to Juniper Ridge is like 75% of it is from out of state. And so if we can, you can fix that balance in two different ways. One is that you can focus your business model more on in-state waste. The other thing is you could focus your business model more on recycling and recovery from that out of state waste. So there are, and probably you would use a combination of two to address it. But it's not about prohibiting the out-of-state waste. It's about setting some proportionality.
If I may, Madam Chair, I understand what you're getting at, but I mean, could we apply the same rule to beer making? In other words, you would limit the amount of beer produced in another state shipped into Maine as long as it didn't exceed the amount of beer that Maine produced in its own economic activity. I mean, a good lawyer could go to court with this and I think have quite a good time. So, and you're a lawyer, so you know what I'm talking about.
But
thank you for your answers.
And I love the comparison. I think that the difference here is that the constitutional test looks to compelling state interests. And I don't have the bandwidth right now to figure out the compelling state interests on the local brew scene. However, the interest at stake here is the capacity of our state-owned landfill to take in waste, and particularly the importance of having it available for in-state generated waste. And also, I think, supporting the kind of regional policy of reducing waste. We're, you know, we don't want to allow folks to avoid standards that have been set in our neighboring states.
Thank you. And I've got an ongoing study of in-state beer production. I'm still doing that now.
Okay, I would love to help you with that study.
I think the whole committee would be on board for that one, Representative Hanley. Representative Dudera.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Senator Carney, for this super important discussion and very, very timely. I just wanted to offer to you that I have a bill that's before the EUT committee, and we are doing definitions of environmental justice populations, and we're working with the folks at the Mitchell Center and also the equity subcommittee chairs, co-chairs. So I'll be happy to pass along that to you. We're still working on it.
Thank you. I'd be really excited to see it.
Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Madam Chair. US EPA also has a definition of environmental justice, which they use in their rulemaking and their, which I think is pretty straightforward and probably would fit the bill here as well.
Thank you, Senator Bennett. I appreciate that. It's nice to see how great this committee works together as a team.
Any additional questions for Senator Carney? Senator Bennett, perhaps you could put that definition into the chat for everyone. That'd be great.
I'll be happy to do that. Thank you.
Representative Tucker. Representative, you're muted.
I'm struggling with the new definition of residue generated within the state. As I look at the new language that you've added, as long as the weight of the residue disposed of by that facility at a solid waste landfill does not exceed the weight of the solid waste initially generated within the state. Let's assume that a processing facility has, say, 99% of the material that they process comes from out of state. After they process it by taking off the good 2x4s and the burnable stuff, if only 49% of that goes to a landfill, it makes all of that waste that came into the state into in-state waste. I mean, you're defining what comes out as what comes from out of state by where it ends up. Just to try to understand that. I mean, where it ends up helps define where it came from.
I'm trying to give me a moment to look at this. I'm sorry, Representative Tucker, can you re-ask the question? It's not you, it's me, but I'm just trying to follow.
Seems to say that as long as less than half goes to a landfill, anything processed from out of state is considered in-state still.
That could, under some circumstances, I think, be the case. I think that kind of ties back to Representative Hanley's concern about prohibition on out-of-state waste, that we, under the Commerce Clause, we can't blanketly prohibit importation of out-of-state waste, but the point of the change of the definition is to reserve landfill capacity in Maine. And so if something is brought into Maine and most of it is actually removed and recycled or put to some other use and it is kind of taken out of the waste stream, then that's perfectly fine. That's not, I think that this legislation is designed to encourage that activity. It's really to restrict the amount of the out-of-state waste that's going into the landfills. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It clarifies what your intent was quite well. Thank you.
Okay, if you have concerns about it and suggestions, you or anybody on the committee for improving the definitions, I'm very eager to take those into consideration.
All right, any additional questions for Senator Kearney? I'm not seeing any. So we will move on to, I don't believe there are other legislators here speaking. So I think next up is Paula Clark from the DEP.